Okay, welcome to the front of the Basilica. I think this is the Basilica, is it? Yeah. I'm standing right in front of the Basilica just as the assembled gathering of the entire Limerick pilgrimage is gathering for the photograph. And I don't know if he wants to speak to me or not, but I'm actually standing beside a brancardier, right? A man in full regalia. And I want to just describe to you what he's wearing. He's got a really powerful blue shirt. And he's got dark trousers and dark shoes, right? That's all. But he's got a splendid red necktie or neck... What do you call it?
Neckerchief. Yeah.
It's a new word to me, right? Yeah. And he's wearing the badge of the pilgrimage, holding the tie to the shirt. And he's got a Nokia mobile phone in his hand, right? And he's going to remain anonymous. But will you tell me something, and you can remain anonymous, tell me, what do brancardiers do?
As little as possible is the answer to that question. What their role is, basically, is to... we're the muscle power of Lourdes. What they do is they move wheelchairs and invalids from A to B to C to D, and that is their primary role. But they also fill in wherever they're needed, whether it be in the laundry, whether it be in the kitchen, or whatever job needs to be done, we're there to do it. But primarily, we're just the muscle power.
Well, do you know, I'm going to say something now. This is very controversial, right? Forgive me for saying this way. I don't agree with you.
Really?
I have watched Goncardia's, right? This is my third pilgrimage in a row. And I'll tell you what I think you do is, you set the humour of the pilgrimage.
That's
I have watched several. I don't think this is a bonus. I think this is the essential thing you provide. Okay, look, people, you do, of course, push people around. Of course,
yes.
I say. But actually, no, in all truthfulness, I have seen the way you spoke to my mother. Doesn't matter who it was, right?
Yes.
It could be anyone.
Yes.
You all are engaging. Like, you don't just go around whispering to people, are you all right?
You actually
cajole them into. Isn't that true, though?
It's a different world here. It is a different world. And humour is part of being here. Everyone's here for the same reason. Everyone's here for the same goal. And we're all part of one big family here. So that's the way we look at everybody. And nobody's a stranger. Even foreign groups that come and meet with us, they're all taken in and they're all part of the same family.
Oh God, are they just about to photograph? Are we?
Yeah,
suddenly, I suddenly feel we're in a photograph standing out here in front of everyone
else. Outside the fish
tank. But I do think the humour is a very important thing. It's lovely to see, it's lovely to hear banter.
It is. Absolutely. It's a very important part of it. If you didn't have it, you could get very sad.
Yeah, a whole week with your infirmity, a whole week aware of your mortality.
Yes.
Could
and
get
that's
too.
Just. For able-bodied people, it's the same.
No, I love the balance that you get here. Look at all those people. How many are there,
actually? The rumour is you leave your sensitivity back at the airport. Because anything goes here. You know, there's no such thing as you cannot be insulted.
Do you know the thing, though? It is impossible to explain it to someone, I find, who
it is
hasn't
impossible.
Been here. I tried a few times,
you
know, and they have already got so many ideas in their head that they're not able to take in.
Picture that many people have is you're on your knees for the whole week praying. It's not like that. It's just
if you wouldn't have a good pilgrimage.
No,
really.
You wouldn't. No,
truthfulness.
Would you? It would only be
one side of your life.
That's all.
No, I have to say I find it impossible to describe it to anyone.
Yeah, and I'm coming 35 years and I still find it impossible to describe.
My God.
I only came by accident, so here I'm still here trying to figure out why I'm here.
Why? 35 years ago? What do you mean? You were hitchhiking near here and dropped in?
No, a friend of mine said to me, will you come to Lourdes for a week? Because you're off for the week, aren't you? I said, no, you've got to be joking. Go to Lourdes. All I'd bring. No, thank you. That's not for me. But he cajoled me into coming. And
did he persuade you the wine was cheaper?
I didn't drink. And first year I came, I just had to come back. And I don't know why. And I've been coming back since.
Have you been every year?
Every year except about 5 years.
Wow.
I must owe all these people money, do I? All right.
I mean, look at the. It's just. I came first in the 1960s when I was pushing people up and down to the grotto with my uncle was a.
Let's get in the photograph.
I'm going to get in the photograph. Yeah, let's get in.